Orissa's massacre raises the specter of more attacks in India in the run-up to Christmas. Life-saving health training makes an impact in third-world countries. And a new plane joins the box of tools for Bible translation work. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As the two-year anniversary of the Orissa slaughter approaches, ministries in India are concerned about the safety of Christmas celebrations. Attacks have already been ramping up, says Dave Stravers, president of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
The Christmas season is the one time when Christians do a lot more public things, and it becomes more obvious to this small minority of extremists that the gospel is spreading rapidly.
In Karnataka state, militants attacked a new church plant meeting in a private home. The family's now in hiding because of death threats.
99% of the population of India is open to the gospel for the first time. And this is what's causing frustration and anger on the part of a small minority that feel threatened by this.
It won't stop them. There's already another team of church planters on the way.
Pray for courage and unity among Christians. Pray also that Christians will show love and forgiveness to persecutors.
Next, what if you didn't have the education needed to help your child when they get sick? Mothers around the world struggle to keep their children healthy. Bas van der Zalm of Medical Teams International says,
what we found around the world is that over 9 million children a year die from preventable illnesses. Things like diarrhea, pneumonia, malaria, and we can help to prevent these diseases.
Medical Teams International is training mothers on what to do if their kids get sick.
When mothers and families find that we are helping their children to survive and keeping their children healthy, they ask, why are we doing this? And they're drawn then to learning more about the faith that drives us.
You can help share the love of Christ through the training process. It costs $15 to train one mother to keep her child healthy. Go to our website and we'll keep you connected there. You're listening to Mission Network News. People are finally able to start picking up their lives after the eruption of Indonesia's Mount Meripi in October. People who live 10 kilometers or further from the volcano are now safe to return home and begin rebuilding. World Hope International is providing aid for those returning home. The disaster has even given World Hope a chance to share the gospel with people they wouldn't otherwise have met. Pray for opportunities and safety since the volcano is still active. Meanwhile, Wycliffe Associates is helping raise $1.5 million to buy the new Pilatus PC-6 jet-fueled aircraft. It'll replace a 42-year-old Avgas aircraft for the work of Bible translation in Indonesia. Avgas is scarce now, and without a ready supply, thousands of Bible translation projects could be disrupted. Since translation teams work in extreme isolation, they rely on aircraft for transportation, supplies, and emergencies. We'll share links on their work in Indonesia at our website. And thousands of people in China are coming to Christ, but not every Christian has access to a Bible. President of Bibles for China, Jonathan Brooks, says China's Amity Press prints millions of Bibles every year, but they're only distributed in major cities. He says that causes a major problem for many new believers.
70% of China's new believers live out in rural areas, so the distribution doesn't reach them very well. By my calculations, 20,000 people a day are coming to Christ in China. That means 14,000 of them live in an area where Bibles just aren't available for purchase.
Even if they were, a $10 a month salary makes it cost prohibitive. Brooks says $5 will sponsor a Bible.
For every Bible we give out, our surveys have shown us that that Bible becomes the main Bible for five different believers in China. They will lead three people to Jesus Christ. And so every Bible we give away, it means that we need three more.
Sponsor one at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know much about it. Do you? Vision Beyond Borders wants you to know about it in an incredible DVD documentary and associated prayer guide that will help you pray more effectively. Get these resources free by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.